B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's go to the Comcast Business Hotline, where we bounce forward, where Zach Berman joins us. Zach, we just announced Project 11 on the show. Do you want to be entertained with what we're going to do here?
Sure, let's hear it.
We're announcing Project 11 here on the John Kincaid Show on The Fanatic. We are trying to change the narrative as Carson heads out of town, where people will donate their used Carson Wentz jerseys, T-shirts, things like that. We're going to have a big collection. Make sure they get to people so they're not burned, so they get to people that need some clothing right now, especially during the winter. And we're going to flood Carson Wentz's foundation with donations. If money's tough, $1.11. You got to keep 11 in something, $11, $111. We're going to flood his donation, his foundation with donations so he can continue his good work even when he leaves Philly. Try to change the narrative. Zach, you've seen it all here, right?
I have. I was talking about it the other day. I was in North Dakota in the week after they drafted him. So I've covered his whole career, and frankly, I'm stunned that we're here having this conversation right now.
And that really is. It's a crazy thing. And right now, Zach, I was told, because I have to ask you a first question. By the way, The Athletic, if you don't subscribe to The Athletic, you're missing out. Zach Berman's got tons of stuff that you can always keep on top of. Zach, I believe there are local writers who will be able to tell me everything that went on behind the scenes with Carson Wentz within 24 hours of him announcing when the trade's announced. That there's people waiting to hit send. Am I an idiot on that regard? That there are certain stories that are being held that people will release as soon as the trade goes down. Is that outlandish of me to say something like that?
You can be honest.
Be honest with me.
Zach, sorry.
I think you're giving me too much credit. I mean, there's clearly things that you hear that you don't necessarily write because you either can't verify it or it's not on the record yet. But also there's not this mountain of evidence that I'm sitting on. I think it's pretty clear that this relationship has deteriorated, but there's a lot that still must be learned and confirmed as far as how and why.
Zach, if you had the choice of going to one of these three and getting the tell-all, being Doug Peterson, Howie Roseman, or Carson Wentz, who do you think would be able to tell you what really happened here the best?
For this specific situation, probably Carson, but it's that expression, there's my version, your version, and the truth, right? There's
sure,
probably something in between the three of them, but I'm fascinated from Carson's perspective how this deteriorated, because the franchise has done so much to build around Carson. He has been the focal point of so much they've done the past 5 years, to the point that from the outside or from a vantage point that's not Carson's, it can be viewed almost as enabling the quarterback, right? You know,
yes,
like he has been the guy here with so many of their decisions, so many of their plans. I understand that some of these picks haven't worked out. Some of these trades and signings have not worked out, but they've been done with Carson in mind. This is not like the early McNabb years when they didn't do enough at wide receiver. They've tried over and over again. It just hasn't worked here.
Zach Berman from The Athletic, what is the greatest myth that you hear fans regurgitate or talk show hosts regurgitate regarding the Carson Wentz era? Because there's probably a lot of things you hear. You're driving around, you go, okay, that's just absolutely not true. Is there anything that you hear people repeat that you think is a falsehood? As far as fans.
I would say, that's a good question. I haven't thought about it in that context, but I would say that the thing I just referenced, that they have not done enough to build around Carson Wentz, right? Like five of their last four of their last six first and second round picks were skill position players. You look at their big acquisitions. They traded for DeSean Jackson, gave him a big contract. They signed Alshon Jeffrey in 2017, signed Torrey Smith. If you look at what they've spent in terms of dollars and resources, it really hasn't been much on the defensive side as it is on the offensive side. Now, I know the Jalen Hurts pick runs counter to this notion, but when you look at drafting J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, Jalen Reagor, Miles Sanders, Dallas Goedert, drafting Andre Dillard to be the left tackle of the future here, their premium picks were made with Carson Wentz in mind.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Zach, what's up, buddy? It's Jamie. So real quick, I want to hit you with a quick hitter. What percentage do you give that Carson Wentz is an Eagle next year before I ask you the real question?
Very low.
Less than five?
At this point, it'd be less than 10, yeah.
Okay, so to counter that, do you believe he's easily fixable for whatever team is about to get him? Ultimately, are the Eagles going to regret this trade?
Great question. Yes, I do think that he is fixable. I don't know if it can happen here because there's just so much baggage at this point. I don't know how you can walk it back. That being said, I don't think Carson Wentz has lost his talent. And I think that's part of the shame here is that there's an organizational failure in the sense that it reached this point, that they've made the investment that they did, both in terms of trading five picks to acquire him, giving him the biggest deal in franchise history, and then be on the verge of trading him 20 months later. There's no way to rationalize how that happened, and it's not as if you're doing it because the alternative is clearly better. If I had to be pinned against the wall right now and say which quarterback you think will be better over the next 5 years, Carson Wentz or Jalen Hurts, I would frankly say Carson Wentz. I just don't know if it can be achieved here at this point based on the baggage involved.
Zach, are you a believer when the story truly comes out and we get the whole fixation on what happened in the Carson Wentz story? Is Carson looked upon as a hero, a villain, or somewhere in the middle?
No, probably somewhere in the middle. I mean, 5 years, he has not started in a playoff game that they won, right? So that he's not the great quarterback in franchise history. Like I think they imagined 5 years ago and frankly, 20 months ago when they gave him that contract. Now he's had a lot of great moments here in that 2017 season. You can't take that away. He was on the verge of winning an MVP in year two. He's had really good moments in 2018, 2019. I don't think it's black and white here. It's very much in the middle. Now, he's also partly responsible for what has happened since, right? There's so much you can scout. There's so much you can plan for. You don't know how someone's going to handle these situations until they're in it, whether it's Nick Foles winning the Super Bowl, whether it's different dynamics in the locker room, whether it's coaching staff changes, the pick of Jalen Hurts. There are so many factors here that you just can't prepare for. And how he responds to them is a lot on him. So I think when you look back at it, it's a very human story. It's not the hero or the villain. He was a human. There were humans involved, and there were a lot of dynamics here at play.
Zach, you used the term organizational failure, and you said that Carson deserves some of the blame. Who do you lay most of the blame at for this organizational failure right now?
So I wouldn't put it on one person, because I think certainly management has something to do with this, and in terms of the environment that was created, the coaching staff, and that's obviously Doug was in charge, but then there were assistants in place. And then Carson, because Carson was a big part of this. So I think the blame and the responsibility can be scattered around. But the reason I use the organizational failure term is like, for instance, if they trade Zach Ertz, or Zach Ertz gets released this offseason, that's not one of those things where you look at it and you say, how did it reach this point? That's one of those things where you say, you know, both sides can say, this was a great 8 years, thank you for the memories, that kind of thing, right? If you trade Carson Wentz at age 28, and after what they've done to get him here and to keep him here, there's no way you can rationalize it. It's not like trading Alex Smith when you have Patrick Mahomes waiting in the wings. Frankly, it's not even like trading Jared Goff when you're sitting there saying, sure, we clearly need an upgrade at quarterback to win the Super Bowl. It's a situation, it happened because both sides reach this point, not even by choice. So that's why I use the organizational failure term, because it's not on one person. It's all of them.
Underdogs was a great read about the Super Bowl run. You better be writing a book about this whole soap opera. I better be hearing that one's in progress. So we appreciate you making time for us this morning, Zach.
Anytime, and congratulations on the show.
Thank you, buddy.
Coming on.
Good to have Zach Berman
Thanks,
on the
Zach.
Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.